feel like they had more than enough time on the clock to go down there on the other side of the field?
No, I mean, I thought our defense did a really good job in the second half, and you know, the kickoff obviously hurt, you know, giving them a start to get over the 50, you know, just to, and then it made it a short field. You're just trying to get 15, 20 yards to put yourself into field goal range. So, you know, I thought after we scored, you know, if we could pin them down deep and then get a start, I thought we had a shot at it.
Were you able to tell what happened on that kickoff return at the end?
No, I know it bounced out to their sideline, so I'd have to, I couldn't exactly tell you, but we didn't get enough depth on it. You know, we didn't hit the ball very well on kickoffs all day, so. You know, the ball obviously in this weather wasn't really traveling very far. So,
Chip, what do you say to your team after a loss like this that ends this season? What do you say to them in the locker room?
I just told them I was proud of them. You know, and for us being together for such a short amount of time, and you know how they acted and how they came to work every single day as a staff, how much we appreciated them, and you know how they made this from a work environment standpoint a really special feeling every single day when you go to the NovaCare Center, and just thank them for that.
Chip, why did it take so long to get Deshaun Jackson going?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we had some things called early, you know, and their rush got to us a little bit, took a couple sacks. You know, you know, one of those deals. We tried the first couple of plays at the beginning of the second half. We're trying to get the ball to him, but we took sacks again and didn't get the ball out in time. So, no, they did it. No, you know, they played a little bit more zone than they did coming in. You know, they had coming in. But I'll give credit to Rob. Rob did a nice job. He had a really good game plan.
The running game had a pretty good night.
What did you see from him? Yeah, you know, and I think I thought their backs ran extremely hard. You know, they were running downhill. You know, if you told me going in we were going to hold Jimmy Graham to three catches, I think that's what he had. You know, I thought it would be a pretty good deal. But, you know, give them credit. You know, they did a really good job of running the football against us, which was a little bit, you know, uncharacteristic of us. We've done a pretty good job of that all year long. But,
Chip, when you look at the scope of the season and obviously some of the things that have happened, where's your confidence in Alex Henry moving forward?
We'll address that moving forward. We're not playing a game tomorrow, so.
Chip, you guys actually won the turnover battle late in the Boston game. I think that might have been the first time this year. I mean, would you have thought that it could have turned out that way? We should have been
Yeah. No, I mean, we did a good job protecting the ball, but we didn't do a very good job offensively or capitalizing off of their turnovers, you know. We had the one with Fletch that we got down in there, and then we got the first down, and then screen pass went backwards, then we got a sack and took us out of there. So, you know, part of the turnover thing, as I've talked about before, is if our defense does create them for them, now we need to do something with them offensively. And we didn't capitalize offensively the way we need to when our defense creates turnovers like that.
What were the Saints doing to bottle up LeSean McCoy, especially in the beginning of the game?
You know, they were just doing a real good job of getting off of blocks and making plays. And you know, there were some times that it could have probably been locked up a little bit cleaner, but there were some other times where it looked like there were some things there. So, you know, we're trying to get him going. We know we're a run team. I don't know what he finished with for carries-wise, but I thought we could get him moving a little bit better. But they did a better job than us in executing from that phase.
How much do you think Nick Foles was affected by the moment early in the game? Did you sense any of that, Chip?
I didn't sense any of that from him personally. You know, I think there's some plays everybody wants back, but I didn't sense that there was anything from him on the sideline that he was affected by the moment.
He made a lot of smart decisions all season long. A couple of the sacks that he took, the intentional grounding, did they kind of surprise you? I mean, it seemed out of character.
Yeah, you know, I just think we didn't play well enough to win, and that's on all of us. You know, and I got to put him in better position calling plays, and I think that's something that all of us alone, when you go out of here, there'll be a lot of plays that I think as a play caller and as a person executing them, you're going to probably all want back. So,
not many people expected the season to turn out the way it did. I know it's difficult with the loss, but can you reflect now upon what you did, taking a 4-12 team, turning it around, winning the NFC East, and getting a field goal away from the recent second round?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right that it's probably a little too soon for that. I just, you know, I thought we were going to be a good team when I met these guys for the first time because I know how hard they worked and how they wanted to invest in this. And then I watched it, you know, firsthand, them come to work every single day and really invest in this whole process. So it's just disappointing right now. But I don't think us winning the division or getting to the playoffs was a surprise to us. I just think everybody's really disappointed that we're not moving forward.
You're big on points off of turnovers. Can you talk about the second quarter sequence that ended with the missed field goal by Henry and had the Nick Foles sack in there.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't execute well enough to we need to come away with seven instead of three to begin with, and you know, we ended up trying to kick a field goal, and I don't even know how long that was. 48. You know, it's the same thing. You know, I think they did a better job than us at executing those situations, and their red zone defense is better than our red zone offense. So.
Was there any thought of kicking the field goal rather than going for it on
4th down? On what?
In that sequence, you were just talking about back in the start of the second quarter, you went for it on 4th down rather than.
Nah, because it was close. The 4th down that we got. Yeah, it was. No, I thought we should have got it on 3rd down. So it was a reaction of, you know, if we're going to win this football game, you know, it's the same feeling I had in the Vikings game. We got to be able to gain a half a yard, and we did. But then, you know, we had a screen that went backwards and then took a sack that pushed us way back. You know, those are things that we talk about, but we didn't do a good enough job in executing. So,
was there a number that Fip had as far as Henry's pregame kicks, what he could do?
Yeah, we talk about that in every game. You know, we felt like he was going to be inside of 50, he would have been okay, because that's what he kicked in warm-up. So, you know, could we get the ball to the 30, you know, which ended up being a 40-yard field goal, so 48-yard field goal. So.
On that sack, would you like Nick to throw it away in that situation, or would you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can't – I don't know what was going on in his mind. I don't know where the coverage was and those things. But, you know, obviously we'd rather be back to the line of scrimmage if we can in those situations. And he knows it. You know, we talked about it, you know, when he came off in the, after that drive. So,
when you look at certain plays that you weren't able to get, like, does the one catch that Riley Cooper could have had over the middle, I mean, that seemed like it would have been a pretty big gainer for you guys?
Could have been. But, I mean, we didn't lose this football game because we had a drop in the third quarter. So, I think we all contributed to it. And then you can go through every play and look at it and say, you know, if we did this or did that, you know, there may have been just a block we missed here or a cut we missed there, and it's the same thing. But obviously, you know, that was, you know, something that's uncharacteristic. I thought Riley made some really big catches for us today too. So,
Saints had 20 of their 26 points in the second half. You attributed that to Brees just kind of regaining his form, or is there something?
No, I mean, it was a combination of a couple of things. I thought they ran the ball really well, which. You know, I thought it was, especially with Thomas being out, it was a little bit different. You got a little bit more of Ingram, but I thought Ingram, you know, first time really seeing him in person, did a really good job. So I think both of us kind of got our feet underneath us a little bit in the second half. But, you know, we got a chance to go down there and score and take the lead, but we couldn't stop them. So.
Do you think the weather was affecting the quarterbacks at all and how they were throwing the ball downfield especially?
I think a little bit. You know, I don't think the ball traveled, you know, whether from a kick standpoint or a throw standpoint just because of the cold, but it wasn't. You know, it's always the same for both, so it's not an excuse. You know, they Drew dealt with the same thing that Nick dealt with. So.
What were you guys able to do defensively
on the I thought Billy had a good game plan going in terms of trying to take him out of things. But I'll give Sean and Drew credit that they realized that and went to some different things. So, you know, you still have to defend the whole field. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.